"Very well, Doctor," said Borglund with a trace of impatience. "We will see, or you will. Observe."
The image on the screen shifted. We were looking down over Borglund's shoulder. Before him were arranged the numerous keys and screens of the Coyote's command console. Borglund was still inside his ship, still in orbit overhead. He turned toward the monitor and smiled a cold smile.
"I trust you can pick up my screens on your own," he said, sweeping a hand along the console. "Let me identify them."
He tapped a screen on the top row.
"That is the planet, Sanction. This next one is the dome, from 1,000 kilometers overhead."
He dropped down a row.
"The monitors relaying these images are at my commando's camp, less than 0.5 kilometer from where you are now."
He worked a key. A screen showed a pan of the camp itself, an area newly blasted free of vegetation, stretching at least 100 meters from treeline to riverbank. Every step had firepower.
"Those are the 200 commandos that will come for you,"
Borglund continued, pointing from screen to screen.
"They're as well armed as fleet can manage. Those on the right are wearing open-air battle armor. There are 30 of them, each and every one an expert."
I doubted that, but was damned if I knew what difference it made.
"Those large instruments in the rear, Doctor, are medium-range mortars. They are out of line of sight of your tactical blazer cannon, and will, in fact, obliterate them when I give the order. You already know something of the one on the left."
He leaned forward and worked a key. The screen above it swelled as the monitor zoomed forward.
"That is the hole it has already blown in your fort."
I was squinting at a tiny screen showing an even tinier image, and still the hole was clear. It was that big. "God, Holly, get out of there." The tour ended with Borglund's terrifyingly offhanded inventory of his other miscellaneous killing tools. He listed the concussion grenades and the fully charged blaze rifles. But more than what he said was the way he said it, as if they were just insignificant toys, when he knew damn well they were a hell of a lot more. And he knew Holly knew. It was chilling.
"Still with me, Dr. Ware?"
inquired Borglund pleasantly.
"Yes,"
Holly replied shortly. Was that fear? Certainly respect. But it sounded too much to me like fatalism,